The Vicki McKenna Show. Senator David Craig. Occasionally, I adopt Senator Craig as my senator, although I have a good senator. Senator Fitzgerald is my senator. But occasionally, Dave, I adopt you, and I call you my adopted senator. It's good to have you back on the program, by the way.
Thanks for having me, Vicki. We're always happy to have you as an honorary member.
Thank you.
The Fighting 28th Senate District.
The Fighting 28th. I like it. Can we get, like, bomber jackets with Fighting 28th on it? I love that.
I'm sure we may have them around here somewhere.
I like that you are always willing to maintain allegiance to the Wisconsin and United States Constitution. So that's why I lean on you quite a bit on some issues of great constitutional concern, which is what of course we're doing today. You know, and I think you and I would probably agree on this. When we don't play offense on the Second Amendment, we end up playing defense. And here is Tony Evers. Nobody in media is calling him on this. Completely flip-flopping from what he said last month. We're not going to confiscate guns. We're not going to take anybody's guns, talking about a mandatory gun buyback. And No one's going to call the guy on it because the press is in agreement with him. And yet here we are finding ourselves playing defense. I think we will successfully play defense, but I'd rather be playing offense.
Yeah, and let's just start with what you just said about the media. So I give Patrick Marley credit for asking him a question about it in the first place. But I just corrected one of Patrick Marley's tweets 5 minutes ago. He talked about mandatory gun buyback. That is a liberal talking point that is specifically intended to conflate what is the truth. All that is an unconstitutional taking. It violates the Fifth Amendment. It violates the 14th Amendment. And it violates the Second Amendment. And the media is using the liberal talking points universally on all issues related to the Second Amendment. It's really disgusting, but at least the governor has shown his stripes now. His approval ratings have been good because people think that he's a moderate guy, despite the fact he had a liberal budget. And now people see that he has no regard for the Constitution whatsoever. And so his stripes are out there now. And so it's time for us Republicans. You know, you mentioned Republicans going on the offense. Let's recognize what going on the offense is in the Second Amendment. All it is protecting the Constitution as it is, a written document. We're not advancing beyond that. We are simply defending our constitutional rights. And so we got a long ways to go on what you said is the offense, to make sure that we have law-abiding citizens able to express and exercise their Second Amendment rights. But man, let's recognize in Wisconsin that this is not a moderate that we're dealing with in Madison. This is a liberal that has no regard for constitutional rights. That is a serious problem.
Let's talk about something else that he supported as well, since we're on the subject of Tony Evers not having any regard for constitutional rights, despite the fact that he had to swear an oath to uphold the Constitution. He must have had his fingers crossed behind his back. How about the Fourth Amendment? Because he's also proposed unconstitutional red flag laws, which essentially allows someone to make a complaint, me to lose my guns, and then me to have to hire a lawyer, go to court to prove I'm innocent, turning the entire concept of our justice systems on its ear, but violating my due process.
Yeah, and so let's be clear, as our friends and neighbors and even maybe family talk about the merits of red flag laws, let's remember that in Wisconsin, we already have on the books, Chapter 51, Chapter 55, several different statutes under which an individual who is mentally ill, that intends to do harm to themselves, that intends to do harm to someone else, can be adjudicated through the due process protections and steps laid out in years upon years of case law and statute and the Constitution, whereby an individual can be taken into custody, adjudicated in a court, and ultimately be found mentally defective if that's the case. And at that point, have their rights taken from them. But now the left comes forward with a red flag proposal, which is a seemingly innocuous term. But let's not shield that from the fact that this is a process that inherently, despite that, more than a dozen states have adopted these laws, I have yet to find one that actually allows for due process as required by the 14th Amendment.
They should be sued.
I have to find one.
And the Supreme Court should take this up. And someone should challenge these laws in other states, and we should not pass one. Because here's what ends up happening. Someone says, I saw Vicki McKenna. We'll use me as an example because I have guns and I'm a strong defender of the Second Amendment. I saw Vicki McKenna post something on her page. Let's say I'm at a shooting range and I've got my AR-15. And I've got a picture of me shooting my AR-15. And I say, and I use my typical Twitter hashtag that I've used for 10 years, hashtag buy guns or something like that. And someone says, that's scary. She scares me. She gets very animated. She scares me. You know, why should I potentially have to go hire a lawyer to defend myself because somebody has decided to say, I feel like Vicki McKenna is a threat to me? Simply because, you know, we've seen the liberals say your speech is violence, your presence here is a threat to me. Why should I have to go and explain myself to great expense to myself in order to prove that that person is a complete idiot?
Yeah, and don't forget the culture that we live in now, the culture of safe spaces,
right.
which you're always talking about. So we've introduced bad public policy into a culture that is now hypersensitive and has no thick skin whatsoever. And that is a lethal, lethal combination for an individual's constitutional rights. So, no, you shouldn't have to go to court, hire an attorney to defend yourself to get your rights back.
No.
I can't think of any other situation in public policy where an individual has to do that that has withstood constitutional scrutiny. And because these laws are so new, the case law is very, very immature. And because of that, the legislatures who have not gone down this path need to be very, very deliberative to make sure that they are not adopting unconstitutional policy, which the bill that the Democrats put out yesterday clearly is.
You know what? And to use a more, probably realistic example, though I think somebody would be stupid enough to try to make a claim if there's a red flag law in the books against me. But a more realistic example is somebody who's angry with a family member, angry with a spouse, or is going through a divorce, or, you know, has a particular bone to pick with someone. That's the more likely scenario here. And now you're sending police officers to go confiscate guns from people, and they don't even realize that a court proceeding has proceeded against them. They didn't get to go, you know, take their lawyer into court and defend themselves against the accusation itself. And if they didn't have money to hire a lawyer, having one appointed for them, can you imagine how this could go sideways if someone, suddenly is confronted with police officers who are there to take their guns? That could go sideways. I mean, that could be deadly. Both for police officers who have to confront that kind of situation and the person, who actually wants to defend himself against what he thinks is an unreasonable seizure of property.
Yeah, and this goes back to, like you said, the Fourth Amendment and why we have a court process to protect not only the public, but to also make sure that our law enforcement officers are safe as well. So they're going to be the front line in enforcing an unconstitutional statute. And yes, it does set them up to be in a very, very dangerous situation because the verbiage of the bill that the Democrats have put forward and many of these other red flag bills that have been passed nationally do not require, because it's an ex parte proceeding, the individual does not necessarily have to have been notified. So there is a broad notification requirement by which the individual doesn't have to be personally served that they have had this preliminary ruling against them. So they might have no legitimate notification whatsoever as to what's going on, and all of a sudden have law enforcement show up. And that is a perilous situation that we as public policymakers have to take very, very seriously as we debate something like this.
So there's the practical problem. There's also, the deep constitutional problem with this. Let's get back to the media, because you said something that I think is very important. The media writes the story or presents the story using the liberal talking points, using the liberal language to try to make something, for instance, mandatory gun buybacks. That's confiscation. There is nothing voluntary about mandatory. It's the antithesis of voluntary. And if I say, since I didn't buy my gun from you in the first place, you can't buy it back. And the state of Wisconsin says, sorry, Vicki, we're going to force you to give us your gun. That's confiscation. Or as you say, that is an unconstitutional taking. And it wouldn't, listen, Senator Craig, it wouldn't stand the test of the Constitution. It just wouldn't. But that doesn't matter because it's about, I think, grooming the field for not maybe this upcoming election, but grooming the field down the road to get people much more comfortable with unconstitutional ideas.
Yeah, and so just to pile on as to how the media has portrayed this whole thing, you have the lieutenant governor now trying to, I think, kind of cover the tail of the governor's comments yesterday, talking about, oh, well, this is just about assault weapons. These are weapons of war. What a crock. And the media will never go through the intellectual exercise of deciphering for an individual what the lieutenant governor actually means in that situation. What he means is hunting rifles that people use that are semi-automatic, which is the most common, one of the most common forms of weapons that is used every single November for hunting season. And that's what's going to be qualified by the liberals as an assault weapon or a weapon of war. That is such an inaccurate terminology, and the media lets them get away with that. And so we have a harder job on our side to actually be able to calmly explain to people that, no, these aren't weapons of war. These are semi-automatic rifles. The liberals have put forward so many different proposals that we've defended against in Madison that would have made pistol grip shotguns, people might use for hunting turkey. They put out proposals in Madison that have done irresponsible things out of I think ignorance to ban the only type of ammunition
yes.
that's legal to hunt in Wisconsin. And so these are the media continues to let the left get away with using terminology that they know will incite people who are fearful for their political purposes, never actually being transparent with what the facts are.
You know what they do then,
Dave?
Then they poll. Then they'll commission a poll and say, see, everybody agrees. We should do the unconstitutional thing and confiscate guns, which just happened, by the way. A poll was just commissioned that said 51% of people are A-okay with an unconstitutional confiscation of rifles. Well, let's do it then. Let's blow up the Constitution because 51% of people polled after the narrative manipulation. We got to go on offense on this, and we can't wait around for the NRA to do it. We can't wait around, you know, for I don't know, somebody else to show up and do it for us. But as people who defend the Constitution, who value our Second Amendment rights, our Fourth Amendment rights, our Fifth Amendment rights, as people who value this I guess, unwoke concept of constitutional liberty, we need to start going on the offense because Lord knows the public schools aren't teaching it the way it ought to be taught, Dave.
Yeah, and we have to not only go on the offense from a policy perspective of protecting rights, but an education perspective and break through the liberal propaganda that's out there and explain to our friends, family, and neighbors what the facts are, what types of guns we are actually talking about here that the left is so obsessed with taking away by any authority whatsoever.
The Fightin' 28th, Senator from the Fightin' 28th, it's Senator David Craig. Thank you for coming on the program, Dave.
Thanks, Vicki.
Good to have you on the program. Still ahead.